Hey, Fighter at Warriors, happy Sunday. I'm out of my second meditation and I'm just in bliss. So grateful for having meditation as my second passion. It was the cherry on the top on my bodybuilding journey and it has become my absolute best investment in myself, in my life. So bodybuilding, body and mind, I got it all that I'm working on, and that it means every day I work on myself. Dedication, self-mastery, and self-insights. So I want to share a few things with you. Do you realize that everyone on a diet until you die is pretty much what every woman is assigned to do in her life? That if you live in my culture the way I do, you know that you have never had a life without being on a diet or focused on a diet or trying to lose weight or to try not to gain weight. That has been everything you do for as long as you remember. So I think it's time to change that, to actually be interested and excited about eating, because in your whole life, it might be that you've never been allowed or thought it was okay to want to eat, which is so sad. I was always a food lover and I never gave up my feeling that I need to eat and I want to eat. I don't feel there's a reason to, it didn't make sense to me that why can't I be happy just because I'm eating healthy and not eat junk food? How can a passion that I say I want to work for, how can that spoil? That was kind of the quest that started my whole chase on how to build and burn and not be hangry, because if it's self-chosen, I have to be in love. I have to love it. So what's wrong with me? That was the forever question, right? And you're still stuck with it in your mind, but I solved mine. Now, this quest on the ultimate solution, how to be happy with balance, to be fit and to be strong, to have social life, to have everything you want, and to feel free and liberated, not stuck in a diet prison, not stuck with a body gym culture, not stuck with comparison and feeling that you're just aging, growing, broken, and everything is just that, you know, destroying you. That's how you feel because you see it that way. Well, I look at the other way around. I feel that everything that is taken away is just an opening for something better. Everything that I have to sacrifice is the stepping stone to something greater. So I trust my intuition, I know this is the way, so I'm not scared of that. And I face all those fears day in, day out, as much as I need, because for me, my daily work is to keep my happiness up. So 24/7, stay high. That's my routine that I teach you who are my students. Right now, I'm finishing my laying down yoga nidra, as you can tell since I'm talking to you, and I have all my batteries on, so I'm finishing my laser routine. After this, I'm doing my meal prep, and I'm not at all in love with my heaven in a bowl that I love every day. I'm not into it at night, and I don't want my morning breakfast that I usually always love. What's wrong? Do I have an identity crisis? No. It's just a typical part of my life. In my fitness life, staying in the journey, never falling off. I still have my dips of what I usually love. I don't love as much as more. I don't crave it. And that's when I know that if I don't change it up, maybe just for a day, maybe for weeks, maybe for months. But for me, it's usually just 1 or 2 days. I will start noticing how everything I used to love and be in love with is now monotonous, the same. So listen to what I say. Diet depression is when you have to realize the time of eating mandatory meals that just fit the bill is not gonna keep you happy, and it's not gonna keep you in the game. That mindset is like thinking your relationship with your love of your life is going to be exciting if you don't try to do something new instead of going to the same restaurant every week, doing the same thing, saying the same thing, commenting the same thing, and you think you're going to be excited? Nothing is so boring than to see through someone else and can copy and say exactly what they're going to say. You know, every move. That's how you can feel about yourself when you have had enough of looking at how you are just a big talker about all these things that you want to accomplish in your life that shouldn't be so easy. Because remember now, everyone has an idea that it should be easy to want to be healthy and lean and strong and do everything that is good for you. I think everyone forgets you're human, and I think you believe we're better than we are. That's why you gotta get to reality to see that all these things you think should be is because your expectations on what should be is kind of off. You have no clue about who you are. You haven't really read up on what is difficult is for humans to understand and grasp. And then you kind of hang out with people who have the same limited mindset. So now, no wonder that is your worldview. Limitations on what you can do. Thinking that if you don't have it at home or have it served, you can't do it. And you don't think you have the capacity to go and find your way. This is why I'm your coach. I cannot handle that you think you're so incapable. That you believe that somehow you need a savior or someone to come to your rescue. I'm not here for your rescue. I'm helping you find yourself to be your best friend, because I'm my best friend. I know what it is like to be your own best friend and your best enemy, but it's not the way to live. You want to take your demons, put them to training, to instill that workout wrath you need when you do it, and then have peace of mind when you do want peace. And that's pretty much all day long, isn't it? Just really right before your workout, you want to elicit that pre-workout mode, and that's why you want your demons and have fight for what you want, why you want to have something to work for. Because without goals and things to have in your heart to, you know, remember, it becomes boring. Because without passion, what the heck are you doing with your life? That's when I remember back in my days early, when I didn't have my work in fitness as a way to make a living. I had the same thing as everyone else, a job to pay my bills, and then fitness was my hobby, and my goal was to make it my life, my income. And I didn't want to do it in Sweden. I wanted to come to America, which was a huge block, because you can't just come here, and I didn't have the money, and it was way too expensive. And so all those things against me, I still wanted to do it. I wanted to be one of those few who had what it takes. And in my worldview, I thought I had what it takes because I have a brain and I have a body. So that's it. I have a strong mind. I want this more than I don't. So I'm unstoppable. I hold on to that, and I still do. But it's tough the longer you live to hold on to that ignorance that you want. Yes, you want to be ignorant about your limitations. You want to be going. You don't want to limit yourself. You don't want to say you can't do this. You want to have an open mind, a wide span, so you can see everything you can do if you put your heart to it. Your full potential. So why would you even go and search for your kind of tapping out when you haven't even started? In my work, in my coaching, there's so much focus on the goal, as in thinking that you just have to last or somehow find it in you to hang tight and kind of endure until deadline or somewhere where you're supposed to have the body. And everyone forgets that how are you going to live your life happily if every day is a struggle, and this is for you and health, and it's to be happy? I wouldn't want to do it. The whole point is to make it enjoyable right away, or you are gonna fall off. Why would you want to waste time doing something that is boring, bland, monotonous, effort, doesn't give you joy, and it's kind of just, ugh. That's how I feel most people trying to make fitness life happy and fun. I mean, look at all the small, healthy meals that are sensible. They're boring. Look at all the weird diet rules and myths that you have to keep up. It's boring. all the things that you have to do in fitness life, according to fitness coaches, it's boring. I'm so fed up with the feeds. Every time I go into Instagram, I cannot escape having to see, while I'm uploading my reels, whatever my following, you know, the few accounts I follow just because, what they post. And there are so many of the highest experts in the world who have a shitty attitude about how to train, how to eat, and they have this stuck up attitude. And I used to have that too, and now I don't want it anymore. So it's harder for me to kind of digest, but I have to. So why don't I unfollow, you ask? Because I follow some just to have an idea what other people do there, because I have to have, you know, some fitness people in the world so I see the other side, the polar side of what I do. And I just go in there and notice that everyone is keeping on talking about, remember your macros, keep sticking to your goals, stick to your guns, and it doesn't have to feel good, or hard makes hard, or mind over matter, let's beat up the horse one more time. And I feel it's so, I don't want to be part of that at all. Why restart what never worked? Why redo what never made us happy? Why keep on and never change? So we can never, ever get to a higher level? You see, how I see it is the opposite. I see we have never been more aware as a whole population in the world than now. We have never been with more information, more insights, more scientific discoveries. We know more about the whole universe than ever with the world. And still, we're kind of more narrow-minded at the same time. So always, the more we expand, the more we become limited because we get so scared. And here's where I want you to just know. There is a way. And that is to live fearlessly by choice, that you know you're going to be scared, but you can't live like that. So you keep on showing up with a courageous heart and bravery, and know that is the way to live, and to hold on only to the moment, do the best today. That's all you need to focus on. Because in fitness life and in life, you have to find the sweet spot of enjoying what you do today while working on for tomorrow, to not get lost in anxiety about tomorrow and also not live in the past. And that is the tough thing you do. And that's why we meditate. That's why we focus on the nutrition, the meals we love and the food we want to eat more and more. And we want to train, we want to work out, we want to learn about our bodies, we want to learn about health and nutrition and mindset and reflect upon life and what we do, without becoming some kind of, you know, we sit with our thoughts in our mind and then it becomes a storm and we don't know what to do. That's why you meditate, and why you find the people who make you feel that you can connect, that you understand, and there are sometimes just silence in groups where you just want to know that, yeah, we can sit in silence or be in silence and enjoy. We don't always have to think or talk and just be. Because that's what women who live together do together, who stay strong together. If there's a leader who cares and there's a followers who want to run with me, not drag me down, but to keep up, then you know your crowd, you know your tribe. I don't have to explain who I am, you know who you are. There's so many myths about living life lean and what it takes, that since I'm living my dream in reality, knowing what you hold on to is what you believe is to come, I want to kind of give you my worldview, my perception, so you might have another kind of alternative way of looking at it. That you, first of all, the feeling of being happy, fit, strong, and healthy is something you practice right away. You do that so you have the feeling, and that's going to become stronger and stronger theme in your life the more you practice it. The same way you practice your body in training and keep on practicing nutrition and thinking and how simply changing your perception of how to feel about food and choices can be that you choose out of love. So you love what you choose. So then, of course, when you choose out of love, you're gonna notice that what love does for you, now it rewards you. And what do? When you feel rewarded and you notice, you start to want to do it more. And what happens when you start doing more what you love, and what you love is fitness? Yeah, now you're onto it. When you follow your heart and you choose according to real heart love, not greed, things change. These are all my batteries going off, just you know, so we are on a deadline soon. When I'm done, I'm gonna go in a grocery shop. The myth of never having diet depression, that you believe that just because you're in love with a diet plan now, you're gonna always be in love with it because that makes sense to you. But you're gonna go through the same romantic start of a relationship or a honeymoon phase, and then it becomes the same thing again, that yeah, you love your partner, you love your diet plan, but it's not the same as when it was new. If you don't wake up to make a new fall in love moment by changing what you eat to excite your mind again, that is the same routine you do as in when you're in a long committed relationship. What do you do to spark a new love? Well, you dress up, or you go on a vacation, or you take care of yourself, or you date your partner, you surprise your partner, you make fun, or it will be too boring. And if you don't do that part, what happens to your relationship? It's not rewarding anymore. And what happens if it's not rewarding? You start to look elsewhere. What happens if you start looking elsewhere? Well, things break apart. See? This is why you care about your fitness and your self-relationship, and why you have me around as a coach, because I teach you to go inwards, to work on yourself, to learn about yourself, so you can date yourself, so you can seduce yourself, to charm yourself, to keep yourself in the game, to keep yourself happy. And you have all that power for yourself. You just have to know how to use it. It's like masturbation. I know how to do that. If I'm in the mood, I don't have to go and find a partner. I don't want to have STDs. And that way I skip the drama. Self-reliance. There you go, my friends. Now do it in nutrition. Now do it in training. And if you don't know what to do, what do you do? Well, you join the people who provide it for you. That's why I'm your coach or trainer. You don't have to make it harder for yourself than you want. If there is a provider in the world for what you need, the forever motivation pill, here you go. I am the one. I'm not quitting on it, and I'm reliable because I need it for myself. So I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to make sure you know that I'm going strong for myself. You better copy my style. There are myths about the body that you think that if you have achieved your body goals or have achieved something that makes you look better in the world for others, or that you can fit clothes, or that you're not as damaged, or whatever. Just so you know, your motivation is gonna tap out, cease before you have achieved any close to that, because your motivation to work hard for yourself doesn't last long enough to make it happen. But only if you actually enjoy the doing in fitness life, instead of waiting for the doing to be done, then life happens and time flies, and you notice that it's fun. It's enjoyable to learn and grow and not be stuck in your mind with outdated information that didn't make sense anyway, because you know it all, but it doesn't seem like you do at all. It looks like you have never even thought about nutrition or gym. And how does that feel, right? It feels frustrating because nobody believes you know anything, but you have read everything. You might have a PhD in nutrition, but you're overweight. How did that happen? Because you're human, and knowing and doing and understanding are different things. If you're one of all my clients who believe you found me and now you figured out, oh, it makes sense, now you know what to do, you're gonna do it. Yeah, you're gonna mess up a lot of times believing your own story. That's okay. I'm here and I know. So that's why I want you to know the reason why I just don't have hours to listen to millions of stories telling me what I already know about my own story. It's because I would never be able to have ears or time or life before I could have talked to many people enough. And that's, I just say that you're so, so, so similar to myself. You just copies. And that is good, because that means the solution is here, guys. You just have to want to work it more than you don't. You can't keep on listening to everyone else who says there is something to wait for, that the solution on how to be healthy, fit and lean and not hangry, that there gotta be a pill, there's gotta be a medication, there gotta be something new. No, it's here, it's fighter diet. You gotta just work it. Pobo it up, and you know that the biggest problem is that nobody wants to learn how to eat. So you can actually be satisfied. So the big problem is the eating, and the big problem is that nobody wants to learn how to solve it. It is to eat. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Whew. So now we are all so hangry and so hungry, and nobody wants to eat, but everyone wants to starve, and everyone wants to fast, which is the opposite to eat. And everyone tries to do it because it makes sense, stop eating. But at some point you have to start eating. That's when hell breaks loose. You don't know what to do. Now you have an overpowerful hunger, which is physical and emotional. And that's what everyone is doing. And coaches and trainers and nutritionists and doctors and everyone who can profit off you, never figure yourself out. All, I don't know, just laughing or just think it's okay. No, I know. They don't know either. That's the thing. I just have to give compassion to everyone, because I think everyone is a fool unless you're born and never had a problem with your nutrition or your appetite or staying somehow reasonable with your nutrition habits. It gotta be that you have never had a problem, and everyone else is just as weak as you. So think about that. To all the people who should know better, or to know what to do, but are just seasonal, butterfly, yo-yo dieters, up and down, and you professional, I get it. It's a little bit embarrassing that we're all kids and toddlers, right? Until you want to be honest and transparent, which I am. That's why I say, you got nothing to hide. You're just like everyone else. But if you can't be average like me, and you want to be more, to be beyond, I can't help you. You have to be honest. You have to come to that epiphany that you are just falling for your own story. You want to have the junk. You don't want to learn. You don't want to see yourself for what you are. You want to believe in your self-denial, because it's easier to keep on trying and trying, because everyone says, it's okay, darling, try again. And I say it too, except for I know you're just getting fatter and fatter, because every time you start over, what happens first? A cheat day. Or starting over, or Pobo, but it wasn't Pobo, it was refeed turn cheat day, or you don't know the difference, or you're just gonna do it again. It's the same routine that keeps on, because you are a creature of habits. It takes more than just a wish. It takes more than just find the one. No person, no woman, no man will be the one who's gonna change your mind for you until you're ready to do it with the person or the toolbox. You cannot be saved by anyone but yourself. You can have all the solutions right here. You can buy all the coaches and training. You will still not do it to the level you need unless you're desperate enough to see that, oh man. And that moment might be so short-lived that it will never last enough to make that big transformation. And that's terrifying. But I cannot force you to see it. So I just hope that my reminders become, you know, a little bit of a drip at a drop at a drop at a drop, and then maybe one day an ocean big enough so you can see past the duck pond where eagles fly over the ocean. So tomorrow I'm back coaching, and in the FD8 we're gonna have chest press with resistance band practice, because you all need that. When I've seen enough form check videos, I see the theme over and over in the group that everyone has the same tendencies and everyone is copying the other one. And that's why people in gyms train egos together, but not the muscles. And that's why old bodies break down and stay puny and old. And you can't train your ego all your life, because I mean, if you're like me, your body's just gonna say, I'm not gonna do it. Then you realize you gotta do what you gotta do, and you have to be at your body's level. You have to build up from bottom again, start from nothing, build yourself up, have the patience, just like I've done several times, or you will never have it your way. And that's what I love about life, that after pandemic, after the lockdown, and after my hackers taking over my business, that I'm still fighting for my business, that I'm fighting for my love for what I do, that I keep on doing this, and I'm not waiting for things to be easier. I just know that life has a tendency to always make sure that the people who work the hardest are gonna keep on being rewarded, because love wins all. But if you do all you do out of fears, that is the opposite. So how are you gonna find the love and succeed and be happy if you don't allow yourself to give up on all you think should be, all you think you need to be, all you think you aren't good enough for, and to just realizing that you have everything. You are the most important person in your life. You are everything you need, and there's nothing stopping you. You just make it that way because you're terrified. You don't believe that you are good enough, that you have enough, that you just have to start and stop going back. Gotta stop comparing and just remember the same bullshit over and over. And then don't bring it to the next day. Just had enough. And now learn, make the journal, write down why, and start pep talk yourself daily. Stop forgetting what is so important because you just want the cookie today again. How weak do you want to be? And how long do you think you want to listen to it? I hope that day becomes the very day today that you just realize, yeah, I know, I want to be self-independent, I want to be self-made, I want to be confident, and I want to know what to do. I know I have bought so many diets, I know I have invested so much, but I'm not getting anything out of it. And I just keep on being the same, except fatter. Now, the thing is that it's really hard to believe that why should you do it this time? Because, I mean, look at your track record, you have said the same thing. How are you gonna know? So it's almost like you don't want to invest in yourself because, well, right, you could have enjoyed the day today, just be a little bit misery one's company today too, and start tomorrow. Yeah, you can. That's what you've been doing. So how do you get out of that? Well, you just have to really make that contract with yourself to no longer commit to yourself like you are a flake, like you're one night stand in your life. To really realizing that you are the only one stopping you. And how long are you gonna let that be while complaining about your partner, your family, which you love, or your situation, or your jobs, or your career, or your partner, or world, or the COVID, or a disease, or indigestion, or arthritis, or a bad hair day, or you didn't get your meal prep, or whatever is wrong that is just a privilege anyway. You will always find new places to find new reasons to just delay your need to be happy, because apparently that's you rather just be hangry and angry and hate everything because you get energy out of that. That's what most people choose. To work for being angry. So you can find the negative energy and find that that is how you get a lot of frenemies in the world who all love to do that, to all focus on everything that is wrong and could be better, that will never change. And that's why I love that I have my solitude, that I have my podcast, that I have a one-way communication stream to tell you how I see things, and then I'm not really listening to you because I don't want to listen to you, because you know what happens? Most people just want to tell me about how your day was shit from top to toe, from start to finish. And then when I see what you post or talk, it would be pretty much, wait, everything was perfect there. How can they not see? And then usually a dream body to go with it too, but you don't see it because for you, nah, not good enough. Because you have become spoiled. What other people think is your dream body, you take it for granted. And then you have a stick up your ass too, that you just look down on people who want to enjoy life and have moderation, because you never made it to be moderation. You could never pull it off. So you're always on all or nothing, diet prison or diet sabotage completely. So you are bitter, you're grumpy, you hate people. You hate women who feel great in their bodies unless their bodies are ideal. You cannot handle your friends who love feeling just happy because they're not perfect. You don't know what to do with your feelings that you notice that you feel butthurt, that you can't love your body and be at ease and peace because you don't know how to love yourself with your so-called flaws and imperfections. And you don't know how to be happy knowing that what if you could never have the perfect body in looks so other people can sign off that, yeah, you made it happen. You were the fittest model on the cover of a Playboy magazine. And now everyone can say you're the most sexy woman in the whole world. And you want to be the sex object for all men to want while you're 70 years old. I mean, listen, my darling. My ass wouldn't have any place on any cover unless it's photo edited to max. And I would never want my body to be that. Which is why I have the policy of no AI, why I don't edit. Because I want you to see what is real. I don't want to live my life fake. I don't want to be fake living my life. And I don't ever look at those bodies or those accounts you look at. I don't know. 20-year-old bunny with the perky body. Well, she just got started training, so she doesn't have my muscle anyway. And it would take her 10 years before she has earned enough hard-built muscle, because I built my body and I build my body, and that's the way I build. And I keep on, because my deadline, you know, when I'm on my deadline, when my best day should be in my life, according to me, the last day of my life is the best day, is absolute deceased the training day for me. Because my plan, my intention with my investment is for life. So that's why I don't have any stress, why I'm not anxious, because I have all the time in my life to practice, to keep on building and burning, because that's the way of life. I have every day until I die to work on me. That's such a nice thing to always know. I'm gonna have a lot of things coming at me. So much I'm gonna have to learn. And that is joy. To know that no matter what happens, injuries, life, you know, the world breaks down, I'm still gonna have all preoccupied to do with my bodybuilding life. Because my body's gonna break down and it's gonna need new things. It's gonna have good days and bad days. I'm gonna have great workouts, gonna have tougher workouts. I'm gonna have workout boredom and workout madly in love. And I'm gonna have diet depression and refeeds galore. I'm gonna have excitement, and I'm gonna have mobility and stretching and pains and aches to care for. I mean, all that stuff that is life in fitness. Knowing this, I'm committed to my self-relationship to always show up to keep it exciting. That is the way to keep it alive, and not only struggling, but thriving, to not only make it, but to run high, because I want to have it my highest level. And that's why I keep on showing up. And that takes work. That takes passion. And it takes energy and desire to be beyond basic, because basic give up when it gets tough. You want an excuse to say it's okay to be weak. It is. But only if you want to be basic. Only if you want to be average. Because the people who want to be beyond, like I do, do not ask for an excuse to have a ticket to be a little bit less intense. No, I just find a new angle. How can I make myself excited to give myself more energy? How can I refuel my passion? How can I fight with my demons so I can win over myself again, to conquer myself, to get that bliss of being self-actualized today, to get today again? Well, I just have to do it. And what do I do if I don't have it in me to do it? Well, I seize the training day for you, and you can do it with me. So that's what I mean. Of course, you're not going to be strong in an environment if you go out of where you are remembered that there are people who want to be more than just average. And you need to be there because you are not average since you have an ambition already. Simply having a dream shows that you have more in you than you want. And at times you're going to notice that you're going to be angry that you have a dream, that you have passion. You're going to be mad at yourself for having love for yourself. But don't quit on that, because that is your self-preservation mechanism. For don't forget your dream. Don't live to only try to make it out of life, because you're not going to make it. Give it your all, and just when you get so scared thinking, what am I going to do if I can't make it? Remember, I don't have a guarantee either, but I keep on anyway. And knowing that, I give it my all. That's all I beg for myself, to just know Pauline, it's all okay. So let's have a little pep talk together, okay? Let's talk to myself so you know. Pauline and you, I'm gonna say to you, we have all within us. I have a body, you have one too. If you can move, you have enough. You have a mind to chisel. It's there for you to keep on working on every day. There's nothing that holds you back. I have everything, you do too. You have the same that I do. Together we're stronger. Friends make the whole difference. You have the solutions, you have the programs I provided. You're not alone. I'm a loner by choice. So as you can see, there's no problem being alone if you know what to do. Keep on, keep going. Believe in yourself. Don't listen to people who don't know who you are. So don't listen to yourself. Listen to me. I know you got it in you. Keep showing up. Today it's Sunday. Tomorrow it's not a day to start over. It's to keep on going. Right? So, when you feel sad and blue, remember now, those moments are not that last. They are gonna be ups and downs, but remember, after a blues comes the high. The peaks are coming your way if you make it up. So, interval style, if you're feeling blue, think about everything that makes you happy, that made you happy, that you forgot. Maybe it's just another kind of meal plan. Go to my 5-Minute Recipe app. Look at what you can have for your refeed. Maybe you're bored with the workout. Think about tomorrow, I'm gonna drop a new workout. Think about what makes you happy. What would you want to do if you had your dream body manifest in your body today? It will be here if you give it more time, but you have to be here now. You need time to build it up. So don't wait for the future, because then you have lost the time you need to build it. That's today's message. Wait for nothing, because you need today, and you need tomorrow's today, and you need the day after today for tomorrow's today. And when it accumulates, you become this onion game. You know the onion routine? That a little by little becomes the butterfly effect. It's layer after layer after layer of repetition after repetition. That's how you build your body. Look at my track record, look at my body, and then see how it builds it up. It doesn't happen fast, but you don't need to be fast, because you don't last anyway when you try. So have more patience, hang out, hang tight, enjoy the community, enjoy the daily doing, because that's what it takes. When you understand it's the doing that you forget, because you only think about the future, you forget all you do that is the life. You're not gonna sit here in the bubble waiting. And if you forget that it's not a bubble, you're gonna live somehow in a regular person's life, forgetting you are already a fitness person. You're already there by living the practice. If you never understand that, you're going to be like every other person signing up for fitness challenge and a coach thinking, we're going to start over, we're going to go on a diet, we're going to go on a workout, and then hope to make it. There's no hope to make it. My system is a strategy. It's defeat to refeed, get lean routine. I do it in a group setting and also every new month for my VIP on Messenger, because you forget to keep it up. You have a very short term span, like a short term time span. I can't make sense of my words right now. You have a short term mindset, project based, and that's great for project to work hard, but that only works if after project you have a little bit of release or relief and then a new project. That's why I have the FD8 set in chapters. Because every chapter in FD8 or my coaching, when you have me and don't fall off because you forget, yes, you all have a plan that you can understand how to do it and then go back to your own life and keep your own fitness life alive. And how does that work? It doesn't. So now you're not reminded about the fitness life community, which you have online with me and your friends, because you don't check in. Because you don't want to be remembered that, you need to forget that chips today, because those are not going to be what you want to talk about tomorrow. How do I know? When clients don't tag me in the post the day after, on Mondays usually, it's because you don't want me to remember you. Sad. Yes, it's sad. But do I? Yes, because I have another kind of mind. I remember who I care about and I love you, so I do. So then I noticed that you are very strong in the beginning, and then after a few days, you're just like everyone else. You forgot this is not the same thing you do, but a little bit better. I'm not special enough, guys. You gotta just want to work it. And that is the discouraging knowledge about clients and humans I want you to know. You sign up for my coaching doesn't in any way make that you're gonna sign up and show up. Do you know how many clients who just get desperate and want to invest and then fall for your own weakness again and sabotage, and then you feel guilty and ashamed, like you are wasting my time? You're not. You're wasting a spot, but you're wasting your own time. You're wasting your own life, because I'm not shaming you. I'm not guilting you. I know why you're running away, but you're not getting anything out of it. So the more you kind of try to escape the big wolf, me, who you sign up for because you think I can police you into be better. That's not my style. I don't police you. I'm your friend. I can only help you seduce your mind and master your mind if I can have you talk to me, to communicate. So what's that, my little girl? How long are you gonna run away with your little pants on? Without the big girl pants on, because you want to be like all your partners, your men in your life, who all were so bad, they never wanted to communicate, they just flaked on you or ghosted you, they didn't want to talk to you, they just didn't respond to your text. Does it sound like you're in high school? I didn't have a phone then. So that's what I mean. You gotta be an adult woman, female, grown up, confident, talk to me like a fellow warrior. That's my warriors. The VIP who are badass are the ones that, Pauline, I know, I just ate this, all that, I know I should know better, but what could I do now? That's what you do. You don't tell me another story and think I have interest to read 5 pages. What do you think I do with my life? Do you think I want to bring my popcorns and learn that you just told me what I knew I was doing in my early medieval era of fighter diet, fitness life, before I could come to enough discoveries? Don't you think I know how many times I thought I want to believe my own bullshit? Don't you think how many times I cursed and swore myself in that I was never gonna go back on my contract again? How many contracts in my diet journal didn't you think I made just to tear out the page later that day or the next day? So you can't fool me. I see the patterns, the trends, the behavior, because I'm not a mind reader but my own. But we are so similar that that's why you feel that I am reading you from everything you have ever thought. How can I know? So you can either think that I'm psychic or crazy, or just settle in with the rest of the flock and know the ego is the pilot fish, you are the whale, and right now you are better in the body of the community to come and listen to my mass lessons in FD8 and follow up with me on VIP coaching. Because as to this day, the success rate in groups are never gonna be as successful as individuals who are smaller in numbers always. Just look at how humanity is set up. Only the few and far between are gonna go beyond, to go the distance in self-insight, to want to look inwards, to break up on all the insecurities, all the human weaknesses, pride, fears, prejudice, judgment, hate, comparison, insecurities, anxiety, fears of failure, fears of success, fears of comparison, shame, guilt, blame, greed. I mean, all those things we all have. We all gonna have it, but we also have the great parts of us. Don't forget that. We are capable of mastering ourselves. We can go beyond seeing through our own minds of our limitation. We can see beyond the good for our species. You can override your intrinsic mechanism of survival of trying to preserve energy. Do watch for yourself. Make sure you are seeing who's the enemy. All that is supposed to help you win, to stay strong. Unfortunately, it doesn't help when we are all so connected that we cannot live in fear of each other anymore, because we are too connected. That in order to have a great, wonderful community and a world population, we just have to see that we can't hide away or run away. There's no way to kind of take shelter, because there's always going to be someone who sees. You cannot run away from yourself. Who is always watching? You. Who is always aware if you know? You. Who cannot not see what you do behind closed doors? You. But you might be able to kind of compartmentalize it and forget about it, because that's what human minds do when it's too uncomfortable. But we love to keep on bringing up all things people have done wrong unto us, things from our past which was bad, things that we can never recover from because it was so much abuse, so much bad and toxic and poison, people treating us like we're nothing, and you love to tell everyone else and be a victim. I know, you want to be a victim because that's what we are designed to want now. That it's cute to hold on to everything people done and then have medications or treatments and you never get out of it, and you're spending tons of money and you stay weak forever. And then you're gonna lead so other people can see it's okay to be weak. I'm not saying don't share your story, but hey, that's not the way to live, to want to be weak. The sign of weakness is to not want to be your strongest no matter what. The courage, the strength is to be vulnerable and weak and stand up for it and not to be weaker than you can. The difference is, here you are just like me, you're broken, you you have your weakness, you know you're not going to be perfect, you are the way you are and that's good enough, that's it. And you're also completely happy and enjoy knowing that your body will probably not ever be everyone's dream body anyway, and you're still going to love your body and smash it and look, feel like, ooh, look at me, I'm jacked, I'm stronger than ever, look at me. And that would be you posting in my community while you have your saggy skins. I don't know, maybe like me popping out of your pants and there's a little bit, maybe wrinkly skin here and there. Maybe you have a few too gray hairs. Maybe your eyebrows are hanging. But you know what? You couldn't be happier. You're stronger and you're jacked and you love it. And if someone tells you something else, you just roll up the middle finger, say hasta la vista, baby, because you got your crowd. That's the way I love it. Because I love to live my life. I love my body. And I have train myself to not hate my body that everyone else loved. Can you imagine a fittest person who I just let the whole world make my body feel like, this isn't what I want? How can this be what I'd shaped? I felt so embarrassed. I came to America 10 years into it. I had a bad day. I felt that I looked so muscular and so strong. I couldn't handle it. It was the perfect muscle angle when you kind of manipulate the angle and wow. But at that moment, I was body shamed in that era where I wanted to get rid of all the muscle because everyone was looking like a stared up muscle monster and I didn't want to be like that. So that's what I mean, the power of dedication, that you can work so hard, you can get flexing and strong to make your dream and then feel like this was your nightmare. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a dichotomy of fitness. The whole thing everyone is trying to achieve. What if I say that you might win to achieve your goal and you will never see it because what you're looking at is always going to be something that the world has told you to never be happy enough about, because if you're never happy, you're going to keep on working and that's what you think is the way to live because you're terrified. What do you do if you stop working so hard? You're terrified about letting yourself go. What are you going to do if you don't have lofty dreams? What are you going to do if you don't want to train as hard anymore? What are you going to do if you don't want to be part of your gym culture, iron-minded, tough people who are also weak? Because these are with my fellow who I were part of, who kept on holding on to what we want to be strong. But it's the weakness. We want to hold on to everything because we're scared. We have no other option. We thought this is what we have to do. But you can give up all by giving up on what you think you should do. But you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be transparent. You have to start over. You have to give up on thinking you can have some kind of guarantee, some certainty, or do it behind closed gates to have me in your corner and not pay for it, or have me in a corner and pay for it, because you can't. Because you are not willing to be unconditionally in love with fitness and give yourself fully and surrender and take the leap of faith off the fitness cliff. And just know I'm going to be there to take you. But you're not willing because you want to know the future. You want to have, if I do this, I'm going to be rewarded. You want the conditions so the universe give you. And that's why you never succeed. Because you are not. You're limiting yourself. You're holding back, waiting. And every time you do, who's quitting? You. You're not satisfied enough because you haven't been given enough satisfaction yet, because what you need in satisfaction is visually. And for you to get visually satisfied, you're gonna have either change your perception or your mind of what is satisfying in your body, or you're gonna have to dig deeper for a whole lot longer because you just let yourself go longer than you did in the past. So now you have to work harder, and that means you have to be happy in the doing, or you're just gonna end up, I hate it, I quit. So remember, listen. You are all thinking you are going to be tough enough to endure what you don't love to do. But you all fail at that because you're going to choose what you love more. And that's the junk, that's the drug, that's the alcohol, that's your friends at home. It's not me. I'm never going to be good enough for you to be your best friend. I'm never going to be the one. You're never going to be in love with me or my routine enough. You're never going to look at my diet plans enough, because there's always going to be something that is more exciting and you just want it to be that this time you're going to get away. So just try one more time. That is why I have to repeat the every month with my VIP restarting the new routine. And it's not that we are, let's start over. We are not tracking macros. We are not revisiting the diet plan. We are just remembering what we need to do. The daily routine of Fighter at Life, what we do, the eating, the training, and the most important, how we think about this. So, what I really want you to take home from this is, tomorrow it's Monday in the FD8, and since you notice that I'm pretty active in my community, because I gotta lead you strong, I want you to go and join, and we're gonna start the work week together, and we're gonna have the lesson with the banded chest press with shoulder protect, because you all forget everything you can't find in a book or what you see in every other coach's programs, but it's too overwhelming. So if you put that in a book, you're not gonna do it. So that's what I say with limiting our marketing, that it gives you a little box idea of what is the Bible. So if you consider that, what is wrong with you? You're not happy with a kit? Would you be happy with one position of a sex life if you have interest for sex and you know about the Kama Sutra? I don't think so. That's what I mean. You gotta want to widen your horizon in fitness life, or I would be bored just like you. It would be like me thinking I would be happy with a one-dimensional man who doesn't have a sex drive, who doesn't even care about deep philosophy, who has no clue about how to take care of his body, and doesn't even have a sex drive. Did I say that or get? Yeah, I guess that's important to me, right? And so what did I end up with? Well, I realized I want to have the endless provision for that myself. That means limitless access to the only source I know can always provide for myself. That means I make myself happy all the time, all day, for every day, even though there's struggle in the world for me too, my business and the pandemic and how it affects us all and all the stuff. I still know how to rely on my own dedication, and that's the strength and reassurance I want you to get from me, to pretty much become your best friend, so you have that power to know no matter what, you're not gonna be a victim for what the rest of the world is focused on right now. Haven't you noticed the world is designed like this? Oh, let's work on this phrase, this fear right now, so we can kind of distract ourselves from what we need to do to be happy and feeling well right now. Then, when we have been scared enough for some time to kind of focus away from what the world doesn't want us to think about, because probably if we can make more money off us, let's try that first, right? Diet culture, the food industry, the medicine industry, and you are all playing the game with them. So don't think I'm saying, ooh, bad, bad, bad. You give the money to them. So if you think that I'm feeling bad for taking up my admission, no, I don't, because you have all the free information here that you could live off with never paying me at all, and you still would be completely successful if you want it. So that's what I need to know. That's also why I am, you know, not telling you I can help you all for free in a group. I can't. I'm too few. So, Monday tomorrow in the FD8, and remember now, if you notice that you just believe your own story and you don't even remember to go and listen to me because you just want to hear your own broken story, and I say I have no ears for that. I don't want to hear it, because I just know you're not getting any new changes, new traction from doing it. It will be like me going back to me mode 1999 again. I don't have any interest in that. So that's where you just have to realize that life goes fast, and if you don't keep up, you're gonna have to do your own due diligence. And that's why you have like so many episodes now to keep on listening to, guys. And at someday, I hope you're up to speed with me, because I keep on running, because I have only one fitness life to live, and I'm in madly love with mine. And if I'm not, oh, you bet I know how to keep it up. So today, it's not going to be heaven in the bowl, that's for sure, because I have no interest in that. So what I do then is I make it sparked a new enticement in my food, so I'm going to go and shop for that. All right, guys, see me in FD8 tomorrow. Go on early bird, shop for next one, FD8 Strong. It ends March 31st. Early bird ends March 31st. Then regular admission starts April 1. The challenge starts for everyone. Admission to the group, May 13. I open the group for everyone, May 1. For early access VIP, $150 via Venmo and PayPal from April 1. So you can get in there and get more of the workouts and see what I do, so I can have more time to help you. Starts April 1 if you're enrolled, but that is for you who pay up $150 via Venmo or PayPal to @PaulineOdin for April VIP coaching via Messenger. that you need for having more access to me, and you need FDA's admission to have me as an extra tier of my coaching on Messenger. So there's gonna be a new workout of the day tomorrow drop, and I'm excited to meet all my students. I'm proud of you, and I want you to know that I would never spend this much time and fight for you so hard if you weren't my big love of my life, which you are. Because only myself and you are what I care about. So that's why we are a happy team of two forces together. And women who live together, who stay strong together, not only on strong days or motivational days, but on the days when you want to quit. When the days when I call you into the group and you wish that I forgot about you, those are the moments you want to talk to me. Do not keep on calling in and say, well, I should have reached out, and I know Pauline told me to. And then you write everything you should have done. Because remember now, those are just words. How are you going to think you're going to believe it if you know exactly what to do? And I tell you, you're going to notice the whole kryptonite challenge is ending up on that last epiphany moment when you notice you have spent your whole life thinking that moment was going to come. When you understand everything you know, now you're going to do it and you're going to be happy. Just to figure out, you know what to do, you know how to be happy, you don't want to do it. Ha! Exactly. That's what I say. Don't waste your time to wait for that. You're not going to be happy with your lean, strong body unless you change your mind, and that starts from today. So go and look at your saggy, fat, flabby, unfit, too old, too bad, too shaky, too bad body, whatever you want to call it. I said that's a dream body, because that dream is there for you to build just like mine. So how long are you going to shame it? I think it's perfect. It's a perfect manifestation of what you have focused on all your life. So give it a chance, your body, because your body's on my side. No more trash body can life. No more trash can body life for you. Let's enter fire at nirvana for your body. It's time to want to own up to who you are. You love to eat and be a gluttonous pig. Own up to it. That's not against you to lose fat, lose weight, and get it off and keep it off. And get over your weight loss, stress. Yeah, you are gonna lose weight on the scale, even if you're overweight, even if you're overweight or obese, even if you're normal weight and you have lean muscle to gain, even if you wanna get in competition shape and you are overweight. If you don't have a healthy BMI, you're not gonna be muscular lean anyway naturally, because you can't. It's gonna be too big. You're always gonna be smaller muscle-wise than you wanna be. That's why you have to compensate and always know, always train like you want to build massive amount of muscle, you're gonna end up puny. That's just the way to do it. Just like if you're Christian, you're gonna remember, love your neighbor, right? And that's the way to just hold on to principles. Because principles of life you need, or you're gonna end up in action paralysis, which is why you train with me, you seize the training day with me. The gateway to fitness addiction is to follow along with someone who makes it fun. That's why I'm here, guys. So see me in the FDA and on Messenger tomorrow. But remember now, you bet I'm not gonna go back on my word tonight. I've been pep talking the shit out of me. This is what you do. Stand up for yourself. You're proud for what you want. You have a body, you have a dream. That's just like me. Build it up now. You bet I spent my years. When are you gonna do it? So no more talk about how you should have known. I know you did. I know you're not stupid. But stupid is to understand you want no help, but you're not making it happen. You're a toddler. It's time for you to understand professional help and someone who cares when you don't, when you wanna be weak, which means weakness is wanna go back to herd mentality of having Sunday cheat day, forget about it. I know you're living there wanting it to be that is the way, that you should just have a treat because it should be so easy. That's what everyone tries. You don't even understand. The whole easiness of moderation is where you mess up. The moderation is the whole problematic thing. It's easy to do nothing until you realize if you think you're gonna be happy with nothing, it's because you believe your mind, your ego saying you're gonna have it one day, because you are. One day always happens when you have all the cheat day or the alcohol you don't want, and then you regret it. And then you say it's what's gonna be the last time, and it never is. And those things add up, because the average calorie body that you think you're on is always a surplus. So you might believe you're on a weight loss plan, but you're on a weight gain plan. And then you check in every other day when you try Pobo right way, and then you gain, and then you get desperate, and you don't know the difference, and you don't attend my lessons, so now you just lost. That's how you gain weight eating nothing, so you say. So how long do you want to be an ignorant little bastard? And how long do you want to live happy and healthy, fit and strong at your level, your version, my way? It's up to you guys. I'm here until I'm dead. And when I die, I gave it my best. That's for sure.